A task force of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is recommending that power plant operators evaluate their flood and earthquake risk. The NRC also wants plants to be able to deal with problems at more than one reactor and to be able to cool spent fuel pools within the plants. Point Beach Nuclear Power Plant spokesman Sarah Cassidy says her company will work with the NRC, but has already made some changes since Fukushima.
This review reconfirmed that Point Beach can be maintained in a safe condition even during a total loss of electric power, flooding, fire, explosions, or other natural or man-made occurrences.
A spokesman for the Kewaunee Nuclear Power Plant says it's looking at the NRC report, but that a plant review team has already made some internal recommendations. A nuclear watchdog group is concerned, though, that the federal report doesn't go far enough. David Lockbaum of the Union of Concerned Scientists says one additional step should be to move spent fuel from in-plant pools to outdoor dry cask storage 5 years after the fuel is used up.
Dry casks are not absolutely safe, but their risk is so much lower than wet pool storage that it's simply irresponsible not to do so.
Kewaunee spokesman Mark Kanz says some of that plant's radioactive waste has been in indoor pools longer than 5 years, but that the plant might be willing to change its timetables. The Point Beach nuclear plant had no comment about the watchdog group's recommendations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.